Council for Racial Equality. It's being used to try and prevent young people heading down a road that leads to prison and also empower those currently serving time to think about life afterwards. So once you're out of prison, what kind of help is there to find employment and get back on your feet? Jez Cheetle owns the Thomas Paine Hotel in Thetford and has been working with the Norfolk and Suffolk Community Rehabilitation Company to help prisoners. Thanks for joining us, Jez. What prompted you to do this?
We have such a skills problem in this country that trying to find skilled staff has been very, very difficult. I'm in the catering trade. And when I speak to every trade, where it could be carpentry, it could be electricians, lawyers, everyone has skill shortages. And to try and get people back into work, I've been working with the DWP for many, many years. And they suggested that I met someone at Norwich Prison. Probably the best thing I ever did, because I went to Norwich, met a gentleman there who works for the DWP and saw so much talent sitting behind bars, willing to work and actually willing to come out and work with employers rather than getting people who don't want to work. Been doing it for 2 years now and we've made it quite a success. Norwich alone interviewed just over 21 people so far. And we've got 6 people back into full-time work. My article went out in the EDP paper last week, and since then I've had 3 people who've been out of work for over a year turn up at my hotel, and I've interviewed them, and one of them starts work next week.
It sounds like a double win. Good for you, good for the ex-offenders. But is there a down... I just want to choose my words carefully. Does it take special management? Do people who've come from a background of serving a sentence, do they need special management as they readjust to life?
We work with people who are due to be released within 8 to 10 weeks, and we go in and we speak to them. I tell them my story of how I left school with no qualifications, and I've ended up being a hotelier. I worked for a company for 17 years, now I have my own business. And to say, look, hi guys, you might not have the kind of qualifications, you might not have anything, but when you come out, there is help out there. And we help them, we rehabilitate them, we make them ready for society. And then when they come out, they actually contact us afterwards. And we sort of bridge the gap between them and the employers, because there are many employers who hear about ex-offenders and say, I'm not so sure. I spoke to a major company in Britain who have 9,000 employees. And I said to him, I said, look, you might say ex-offenders, but I said, how many people do you have? He said, 9,000. I said, how many of them have criminal records? And he couldn't answer me. He's now taken on full time 5 people through myself.
The hospitality industry is one of those industries where you traditionally think there's a high turnover of staff. Does that apply to people who've come joined the industry from this route, or do they tend to stay knowing that they're perhaps now onto a good thing?
We put people into the hospitality industry because it's a people game at the end of the day. And the people that we've introduced into the hospitality, they might not be ready, but when we've spoken to them, we've actually got them ready, and I've now got 2 people that I employ myself and actually 4 people within a sort of 20-mile radius who are quite comfortable in their positions, and the employers are actually coming to me now and saying, look, can you assist with this? I've got a car dealership who just contacted me last week, and they're quite keen to do something with me as well, because they've got big problems in employing apprentices and technicians.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's going so well. Thanks for your time this morning. Jez Cheetle owns the Thomas Paine Hotel in Thetford and has been working with the Norfolk and Suffolk Community Rehabilitation Company to help prisoners find work once they're out of jail.